There was once a man named Rabbi Yehuda, and in his village there was a pauper who lived in a small house that was on the verge of collapse. The poor man really lived alone. He had no wife, no children. And one day he became ill. He couldn't work anymore. And it reached a point where he had no food in his home, nor any money to buy the medication he needed. And he was embarrassed. He didn't want to tell anyone the state he was in. And no one took note of what was going on. No one thought to themselves, "Hey, wait a second, how does this man make ends meet? And why is it that he is getting more and more pale and more and more thin?" No one asked and no one took an interest. The man suffered in hunger and silence, and day by day he became more ill and more weak, until one morning he couldn't get out of bed. He lay there in bed and no one knew. No one came to see how he was doing. No one came to see if he needed a doctor. No one came to see if he'd eaten anything that day. And the poor man, obviously he felt very bad, and he didn't even have strength left to call out. And Rabbi Yehuda was sitting at home learning Torah, and he couldn't concentrate. There was one thought that kept bugging him. Why haven't I seen that neighbor in shul? It's been a while, and he's been looking sad and thin and pale. Maybe he doesn't have what to eat. Now, he never asked for anything, but maybe he's even sick. And so even though Rabbi Yehuda was in the middle of learning, he got up from his learning, and he went to the man's house. He knocked on the door, and no one answered. He opened the door, and he sees the poor man alone in the bed, and he's almost in a coma. The man is almost fainted. And the man is so weakened that he doesn't sense that anyone walked into the house. He doesn't see, he doesn't hear anymore. He's lying there on the verge of fainting. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was one of the rabbis who was also a doctor. And Rabbi Yehuda ran home and he brought medication and he started dripping fruit juice into the man's mouth to give him some strength. And when the man came to, he thanked Rabbi Yehuda. He said, "I was almost dead. Because of you, I came back to life. It was just for you that Hashem gave me my soul so that you would have the merit of saving my life." And then Rabbi Yehuda went around and started letting the neighbors know that look at this poor man. He needs our help. And from that day onward, other people came and took care of him and helped him and helped him also get back on his feet until he had a normal parnasa. One of the challenges that we have in our society today is this situation, that you have a lot of people living alone and no one knows when they suddenly fall ill. It's one of the reasons I encourage people after their giyul to go in with roommates. More than once in my lifetime, I've had to deal with police and burying people who were found dead after a long time that they were dead at home. What happened this year was unfortunately not the first time that it's happened to me. So the Zohar already brings this story of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a story that's happened too many times. It happens pretty frequently, unfortunately. There are old people who live alone, and then there are divorced people who live alone, and then there are older singles who live alone, and especially a ger whose family isn't around here, or a chozel b'tshuva who's living all alone, who's going to call in the morning and see how they are? And if you know someone like that, then maybe you should make it your business to give them a call and see how they are. I recommend for people who are living alone that there should be someone in their lives who they talk to on a daily basis. Someone who will be concerned if they don't give a call that morning. Unfortunately, I've yet to meet the person who's willing to heed that warning. All the people I've spoken to, and I've been saying this for a while now, my pleas have fallen upon deaf ears. And unfortunately, the facts have proven themselves. The Zohar brings us a story of Rabbi Yehuda, but you guys know there was a similar story that happened here in the Machon this year, and it's not the first story like this. A person has to be responsible. We know that we don't know when our last day is going to be there, and sometimes it's a matter of just getting help. And a person never knows. A person never knows when he'll need it. So my recommendation is don't live alone. At least you don't have to live with someone else in your room, but live in an apartment where there are other people around. They'll know how you're doing till you get married. I think it's a reasonable compromise. I know that when people leave the Machon and they've been living eight people in one room, they're dying to have their own apartment. And I understand that. But at the end of the day, I think it's a fair compromise. If you have your own room, so you share the kitchen, so you share the bathroom, it's not the end of the world. It's a good thing to get used to. You'll be doing it all married life, Bezat Hashem. And I think the benefits by far outweigh the price, the cost. So at least, if you're not going to heed that warning, at least have someone in your life who's on top of whether you're around, whether you're okay. And we have to take greater note of our neighbors and our friends who are not living with family, so that we notice them. So we're like Rabbi Yehuda. We show up, even if the other neighbors don't notice. We do notice if a person is not around and is not feeling well.